producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if the shoe fits. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to cover something that I talked about on Saturday. I just want to go over it one more time, where the Islamic gangs are plundering German churches. Interesting, that would be their objective. But the German churches are the objective of these supposed helpless immigrants. Schools are their objective, raping women are their objective, and even raping children. And for some reason or other, friends, the German media attempts to cover it all up. Well, here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, if you go back to 1772, Samuel Adams, he was one of the Sons of Liberty, he had something called the Correspondence Committee concerning keeping the 13 colonies awake to as to what was going on, because the tyrant across the pond named King George was attempting to do the same thing. He was trying to control what was going on. See, but what they had going for them, America, is what we need to get going for ourselves. See, they had something called the Black Robe Regiment, and the Black Robe Regiment were those that were actually enlightening the people that were round about, helping the Sons of Liberty to awaken the 13 colonies. And just keep in mind, friends, if you ever feel hopeless, less than 3% of the population in the United States of America during the Revolution against the greatest military empire at that time concerning England, God gave it to us. He blessed us. Now in America, less than 1.8% of the population is being used to destroy America. And we've spent enough time going over to the media. We've spent enough time exposing them, useful idiots, folks, that it sickens me to the core that anybody would even have the audacity to turn on the television. And again, if you're a Foxite and you've been outfoxed, I do want to let you know that, because you need to understand that one of the investors and stockholders over there is a foreigner, and he said a strong government is not good for us. So if you ever want to know why there's so much compromise going on over there in Fox and with Fox, and why they are complicit in the crimes against heaven, in other words, why they agree with that which God condemns, that is why. And you'll also find that Rupert Murdoch, he is an atheist, and again, I want to remind everybody there is no such thing as an atheist in hell. And just think, atheist, if you're an atheist, there was no such thing as an atheist during the Revolutionary War, because everybody was fighting for their freedoms. They were all calling upon God, and as our veterans rightly have said, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Why? Because they're trusting God, and that's why they're fighting. So, without further ado, folks, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Wanted to highlight that real quick. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on? Folks, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama, and keep in mind here, I'm not praising the wicked. Instead of the American people magnifying the crimes of this administration, which we have to show you first and foremost, but we should always bring in the answer, why don't we start magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, of our constitutional republic, and the empires of laws, as John Adams rightly said, the second president of the United States, against the crimes of those that are committing the crimes? That's how you establish judgment, righteousness within the gates. And that's exactly what we should be doing. So going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to highlight the problem. Barack Hussein Obama, which is a reflection of the American people, is now pushing for massive school enrollment for illegals. And guess what, friends? As I said to you on Saturday, if you were listening, everything that you're complaining about in this country, just keep in mind, on the backs of those that are working on a daily basis, it is your tax dollars that are being used to curse you. I want you to keep in mind that you're paying for the very things that you're complaining about because you're allowing corruption in government to reallocate your tax dollars to create another bureaucracy to oppress you and to control you. And that's exactly what's happening here. I said Obama now pushes for massive school enrollment for illegals in America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Last week we talked about how Glenn Beck was promoting wrong kind of fear. He's pushing the fear of consequence and the fear of man. And as I've shared with you so many times, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he who left America when he had the opportunity to stay here, that prophet of God, actually went back and faced Adolf Hitler. And he was the one that said, "He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. And he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God." Here we have another one, friends, one that the administration advocates concerning the Muslims. Again, in the United States of America, you need to understand what they're bringing with them, friends. They are un-American. And to say that, friends, you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Muslim engineer at the United States defense contractor gives details on U.S. jets to Iran, gets 8 years in prison. Folks, why didn't Clinton get 8 years in prison for his treasonous acts, giving the Chinese military American military secrets back in the 90s? What about the current administration, friends? How come he's not been thrown in prison? Isn't it interesting how when government does something wrong, they all, for some mysterious reason, they all end up to be not even exonerated, but innocent of the crime that they're being charged with or accused of. But when you do it, for some reason, man, instead of you being innocent until proven guilty, man, you're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks until you can prove the fact that you're innocent. But why is it with those in governments, they're never wrong? I mean, look at the DOJ and the IRS targeting conservatives and Christians. Why weren't they held accountable? Because the American people are allowing them to play out the demigod, the tyranny in which they act out on a daily basis, friends. That's why. But I want to say this. It's interesting to me that no matter what they do, they're always innocent. We just seen the criminal Hillary Clinton just last week, you know, go through interrogation by those that were praising her. And it was interesting to note, you know, she's never guilty. And how many scandals do the Clintons need to go through? I want to tell you, when America's completely destroyed, people are just like when Adolf Hitler or any other dictator destroys the country, then they finally figure out who the bad guy is or the bad girl is, right? After the fact. It's as if the Lord is saying, you know what? They have eyes, but they see not, and they have ears, but they hear not. Folks, let it not come to that. In America, it's time for us to come together and deal with this together because we can do this together. And I don't ever want you to think that we can't. We can. But it's under God, and it's by the power of the Holy Ghost. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. But my point is this. Why is it when government does it, no matter how many times, folks, they break the laws in the face of the American people, how is it that they can do it, but you can't? And not that you would want to do it, because America, you are good for a reason, because God has shed his grace upon thee. But why is it that when they commit the crime, they're never wrong? Because the American people don't see it through, and the American people have to see it through. Even when you know they're guilty as hell, friends, because they are, and we need to deal with them. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-582-9933. Have you had enough? 1-866-582-9933. And the other question is when is enough, America? When is enough? 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if you'd like to jump online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I was just asking you the question, when is government guilty for the crimes that they commit? And why is it that every time they're accused of something, even charged for some sort of crime against we the people, why is it that they're always innocent? I want to tell you why. Because they're all covering for each other from the top to the bottom. That's why they're all doing the biddings of the criminal in the White House. You need to understand that's how it works. But I want you to understand that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And what comes to my mind right now is the fact that it's all been uncovered. It's all been uncovered. How many crimes does this administration need to be exposed for before the American people put their foot down on it? Then we don't have to listen to these doom and gloom predictions, friends. And by the way, there are some real ones. And we spent some time last Saturday, Saturday here, friends, showing you scriptural facts concerning what's coming down the line. Because things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse if we fail to deal with them. Where are the patriots? Where are the conservatives and Christians that really believe what God commanded? I believe it, and I know we can do this because history shows us time and time again that when the church's back is up against the wall, here comes our daddy, and it's not good for the enemy. Read Psalm 2. I was asking you the question, friends. When is government guilty for the crimes that they commit? When the American people enforce the law against their crimes and they see it through. They don't put their hopes into the guys like Trey Gowdy. They don't put their hopes into Daryl Issa. They don't just sit back and just listen to big words. Folks, it's WWF at its very worst, as I've shared with you so many times in the past. The bottom line is when we look at these hard guys, these prosecutors, show me the money. Show me the fruit. Because Jesus told us that's how we're to judge men, is by their fruit. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. I don't care if it's Barack Hussein Obama. I don't care if it's the head of the DOJ. Loretta Lynch. I don't care who they are, folks. Not a one of us are above the law. And keep in mind, just to put it in perspective for you, they work for you. Go back, read the Declaration of Independence. And it's not something I'm stuck on, friends. It's something that I need to keep reminding you of over and over and over again until you put it into proper perspective. Instead of you being oppressed, instead of you being afraid, why don't you cause those that serve you to be afraid? And if it has to be diabolical, well, that's up to them if they don't want to submit to a filial fear. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. And that's exactly where we need to put things back into perspective in this country. And so it is, America. I was just highlighting on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim engineer at the U.S. Department, Defense Department. He was a contractor. He gives details on U.S. jets to Iran. Why all of this stuff? Why all this subjecting ourselves and supporting our sworn enemies? Namely, Iran. Well, folks, again, if you keep in mind, there's a lady there named Valerie Jarrett. And Valerie Jarrett is the senior advisor to Barack Hussein Obama. And keep in mind, she's Iranian-born. She's the lady that said that she's an American citizen who seeks to change America, just like Barack Hussein Obama, who wants to fundamentally transform America. Folks, I'm helping you identify who the enemies are to who we are, to our constitutional republic. She said that she wants to change America to be more Islamic. She said that her faith guides her, and she said that it's going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself. And this is, again, a part of the curse, friends. This is all a part of the curse. Oh, and by the way, just to show you again, looking over at Hillary Clinton, not to highlight her, but to show you your enemies, do keep in mind she's got a Muslim aide as well whispering in her ear constantly. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one for you to show you. It's interesting because I believe that there's a lot of good people in the FBI, and I believe that there's probably some good people in the CIA. But like any other organization, the higher it gets, there seems to be a disconnect between the lower and the higher. And I believe it's corrupt at the top. But if you look at the FBI in many cases, friends, it's interesting to note that when you look at the FBI, isn't it interesting that you look at the fruit of who those people are? And they're going right along with the administration. So, in other words, they're the fox in the chicken coop. They're protecting the higher-ups against who? You, the people. The FBI blames citizen videos for increased crime. Did you hear what I said? James Comey pointed out in a speech on Friday in Chicago that violent crime has spiked in many large U.S. cities this year alone because police officers are worried that performing their policing duties puts them at risk of being accused of a crime themselves. Well, who brought that about through totalitarian methods? The criminal in the White House. Hey, folks, I've seen a lot of videos of good cops, and I've seen a lot of videos of bad cops. And I've seen some tape where the cop was completely exonerated. He was justified of what he was accused of. In many cases, charged with, because somebody took the film. Somebody was filming the incident. If a cop is doing his job, he shouldn't be worried about anybody. He should be happy that someone's filming the incident, not afraid. So why would the FBI director come out and say, you know what, this is just bad. The cops can't, in other words, what he's saying is the cops can't commit crimes against the people if they're going to continuously film the police when they're committing the crime. And I'm talking about bad cops, not good cops. And do keep in mind, I have friends that are cops and investigators, and they're good guys. They're doing their job. They're constitutionalists, and they're Christians first and foremost. But why would the FBI director come out and say, you know what, this has got to stop? You know what? Crimes are going up because citizens are videoing police commit the crimes. That's not what he's saying, but that's exactly what he's saying if you read between the lines. Come on, friends. Let's wake up and smell the coffee. You can only keep your head in the sand for so long. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Steven Seagal. Not a big Steven Seagal fan, but it was great as to what he said. He probably watched one of our videos. I kid you negative. But he said mass shootings in the U.S. are engineered. Look at the timing of these shootings, friends. I can go down the list. You know what they are. Go to Colorado, the movie theater shooting. Go to the one in Virginia where the reporter was out there and all of a sudden one of her coworkers came up and shot her on live television. Which, folks, there's some questions around that whole situation as well. A lot of stuff came to the surface. The Oregon shooting, a lot of stuff came to the surface. As a matter of fact, the Oregon shooting, did you know that CNN was actually using Sandy Hook film? You can't trust a thing these people say. So when he's talking about mass shootings in the U.S. that they're engineered, you better bet your bottom dollar, folks, that Columbine didn't just happen on its own. Because right after it happened, what's the first thing that the United States government did? Not American government, corrupt officials in American governments. What's the first thing they did? They wanted to violate Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. So when Stevens said mass shootings in the U.S. are engineered, folks, again, you better bet your bottom dollar, nothing new under the sun. This is what dictators do. And what if they want to do, when you look at a shooting, why is it that the government always goes for the guns concerning the citizenry? But when you see them show up into a room or to a banquet or a speech somewhere, why is it that they have all these armed Secret Service around them, friends? Again, open your eyes and pay attention as to what's going on here in your country. We got a good senator here, Joseph Colon. He said, Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media, either one, sonsoflibertymedia.com, whistleblower rebukes senator for backing unions instead of veterans. Just think about that, friends. The American people have allowed this administration to desecrate your relatives, your uncles and your aunts and your dads and your moms, your grandpas and your grandmas, even your great-grandpas and your great-grandmas, whatever the case might be, someone in your family, maybe your sons and your daughters, maybe your neighbors, that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. The American people are standing down and allowing this administration to desecrate the memories as if to suggest that this administration has some special congressional immunity or right to go ahead and desecrate the memories of the veterans that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, namely our God-given rights, by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against crime. But again, the American people are standing down and allowing this administration to stand against the very things our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against, friends. The very ideologies. Folks, our veterans fought against the very ideologies that you're tolerating through this administration today. You need to understand that. We're going to come right back. And, folks, we're going to hit this narrative concerning major Western media in just a couple minutes. Be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want you to hear the silence of the people on this radio show. I understand that I'm giving a lot of information out, but I also want you to understand how timid people are. Folks, if you become sheep, the government will devour you because they become wolves. Become sheep, and they will become wolves, and they will devour you. 1-866-582-9933. Well, Bradley, you know, I'm okay, you know. I'm glad guys like you are out there, man. This is great. Love it. Love it. You know, it's good enough, Bradley, for you to fight for our freedoms, but, you know, I live a different life than you do. We get different calls, as if to suggest that apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or pastor have a different objective. It's all to the glory of Christ. And wasn't it Oliver Cromwell, that said, Christ is king, not man? And that's right. And it's also interesting to note, when I think of Abigail Adams, the wife to John Adams, the second president of the United States, when she was speaking to George Washington, she said that all honor belongs on the battlefield. There's so many people out there that love their country so much that they're just unwilling to fight for it. And it's also interesting to note that I remember on a particular situation where I was talking to this one guy. We were going to do a show together, and I said, well, why don't we go out there and do a show in the Minneapolis area? And he said, no, I got a reputation to uphold. And I said, yeah. Love your country so much you're willing to let someone else do the fighting for you, are you? How does that work? How shameful. How shameful it is. How shameful that is. Hey, folks, Martin Luther said to be steady on all the battlefield. He said, besides, it's mere flight and disgrace to him if he flinches at that one point. In other words, stained the course in seeing things through. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also understand that Barack Hussein Obama has released thousands and thousands and thousands, folks, 70-some thousand illegal immigrants from the southern border, felons from prisons in America onto the streets of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, nightmare coming true through bail for illegal immigrants. Folks, you do need to understand this is all promised. You do need to understand that this is all purposed. As I've been saying for years, and again, friends, if you go out there and you look at the media websites, people are beginning to pick up as to what we have been talking about for years on the radio. Just think about that. The President of the United States of America, if he's not putting guns, American-made guns, into the hands of drug lords, over 300 of them over in Mexico through Fast and Furious, then blaming the American people for the crimes that he has contrived, then what he does is he takes the illegal immigrants in America that are felons, that are in American prisons. As America, you're paying for all this again, keep in mind. And then he releases them onto the streets to kill, to commit crimes again against us on our soil. Wow. But again, you got to go back to Scripture, folks, because it all comes back to that. You would be unjust to not agree with the Word of God, because the Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that has forgotten him. It's exactly what the problem is. Everybody's trying to find some sort of resolve, I should say. For those that are trying to find the resolve, they're trying to figure out what's going on. I just seen a headline this morning, what's going on in America? I can tell you, I've always said it. And I know I'm right. And what's great about being right here, friends, is I didn't come up with the idea. It's just a fact. And facts are stubborn things, and facts demand the truth. And a response. And if you're not going to respond to the truth, then guess what? You can keep eating the fruit of your own ways, which are nothing but confusion and lies. As a matter of fact, we just had some new articles out that line up with exactly what I'm saying today. We have Obama has opened the gates of hell on our cities. That's by Jesse Lee Peterson, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have how mosques can be shut down by American Family Association's Brian Fisher on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Then we got a brand new article giving you the answer again, once again. Oliver Cromwell saved his country by the power of God. America, you can do the same thing. That was written by an 11-year-old boy. And it's interesting how well he does. He just happens to be the producer here at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Benjamin Netanyahu tells truth about Mufti's role in Hitler's Holocaust. Hitler hired Muslim mercenaries to do his killing for him, for those that did not know. It's exactly what's happening here. Folks, these are not migrants. We're going to get to that. As a matter of fact, I better get to that right now, because if I don't, I'm not going to get to it. And what was it? I shared with you on Saturday the entire narrative that the major Western media outlets have crafted around the migrant crisis, that it's a complete fabrication, it's fraud, and then I highlighted five things that the media won't report about concerning the refuge crisis, the refugee crisis. The majority of migrants are not Syrian families, as you're told, fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. We just had a general come forth. This has been happening sporadically, just like a drip, friends. Those whistleblowers within the highest in the military ranks that are coming forth and telling you that Barack Hussein Obama is supplying ISIS with arms. But again, the majority of migrants are not Syrian families fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. Of the 50% who claim to be Syrian, in some areas, 90% don't even have documentation to prove it. The United Nations figures, which is an arm of America, it's been contrived by the Americans. Keep in mind, United Nations figures show that 72% of the migrants are men. 72% of the migrants are men, with just 13% women. That's rather strange. And 15% children. Folks, these are hired mercenaries. That's why they're toppling countries as to the ones that they go to. They're not the victims. They're paid mercenaries. Islamic gangs plunder German churches, schools, and raping women, children. Does that sound like a victim, friends, or does that sound like someone that's committing the crime and perpetuating the crime? As I said, 72% of the migrants are men, with just 13% women and 15% children. Many of these people have nothing whatsoever to do with the Syrian refugee crisis. And once they reach the safety of countries that they refuse to shower, that refuse to shower them with free cash, these countries that they go to, if they don't give them free cash, they head straight for the welfare havens of Sweden and Germany. So the question is why is the media ordering us, you and me, to accept these people in the name of feelings and humanitarianism? Where most of them aren't even fleeing war, they are fleeing to a higher standard of living, which will be funded by European taxpayers. Folks, it's also interesting to note that if you look at Europe, they've accepted everything and anything. They have no wall to protect them. God will not justify sin whatsoever. They have forgotten their God, and because of it, you're seeing judgments take place on Europe right now. And it's coming to America too if you don't repent. But it's the European taxpayers that are funding these refugees in the first place. Two major TV news networks will only broadcast footage that shows migrants in a positive light. Smiling, laughing children, happy mothers, exuberant fathers. And then what they do is they highlight the tragedy of the drowned Syrian boy and the truth about which was misreported for days in order to elicit unquestioning sympathy for the migrants' invasion, and an invasion it is. What they won't show is migrants hurling rocks at Hungarians, stealing from charitable Europeans, assaulting old ladies, smashing up towns, or chanting Allah Akbar. They won't broadcast images of jihadist rebels who fought with Al-Qaeda and ISIS-affiliated groups arriving in Germany. As migrants, why is the media hiding the kind of footage that would sway public opinion on this issue unless they are complicit in the cover-up? Folks, let me go to this. If it is your sin that is the problem in the first place, how is it that we go out and try to fix all the branches on the tree when we fail to repent, which brings forth the axe that drops the tree in repentance that drives us to the foot of the cross who brings about the answers? Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. The man that trusts in the Lord goes back to the Lord that can fix the problems in which we deal with. And you better think twice, folks, if you think for some reason man without God is going to right the wrongs. You do not have the power to right the wrongs outside of Christ. This is why these governments are attacking Christians, friends. Because they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be uncovered. They don't want to be brought to justice. That's why they're trying to dummy people down. And folks, you should understand, you know, I've shared this with you in the past too, folks. Isn't it interesting when someone builds something and they hit their thumb? Let's say they're building a cabinet and they miss the nail and they hit their thumb with the hammer. They don't yell out Allah Akbar. They don't yell out Dalai Lama. They don't yell out Yen. Folks, they always curse my daddy. They say GD it, don't they? And it proves that Christ is alive forevermore. It should show you who's alive evermore, friends. Because if he wasn't alive, then why are they constantly attacking Christ and Christians, real Christians? Why are they making war against Christians? Because they're obeying their daddy, Lucifer, Satan, and they're attacking the seed of the woman, which is the church, and those that keep the commandments and the testimonies of the Lord. Read the book of Revelations, friends. We're going to come right back after this break, and I'm going to finish up on the entire narrative that the major Western media outlets have crafted around the migrant crisis. It's all created. It's contrived. Folks, they are paid mercenaries to plunder and upend countries. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Folks, in the name of tolerance, which is destroying this country, we are being told to open the floodgates for waves of people who are completely intolerant of your values, your Christian religion, 78% of you. You're to agree with the liberal principles, which they're not principles at all. And by the way, liberal is a good defined word, but of course we can see the revisionists have taken these words and watered them down to redefine them. Since Sweden opens its doors to mass immigration, rapes have skyrocketed by a staggering 1,400%, which that's not going to fly in America, I hope, right, men? With most of the culprits being migrants. 1,400% rape is up concerning the countries that receive these migrants. The problem with no-go Muslim ghetto areas where police, ambulance, and firemen are attacked by mobs continue to worsen across Europe. Last month, four major welfare organizations in Germany warned that Muslim migrants were raping women and they were raping children at a camp in Heston. Now, did you see CNN, BBC, or Sky News cover this? No, they were too busy obsessing about a Hungarian camera woman who tripped someone up. My goodness, friends. My goodness. Did you see them report on a school in Germany which has ordered girls not to wear shorts? It's to avoid being raped by migrants located at a nearby gymnasium. Folks, why is anyone who is even questioning the logic of allowing millions of people from a completely different culture to flood Europe with no assimilation plan whatsoever? And immediately denounced as a racist or a xenophobe by the media. Folks, you got to get over the fact that they're going to call you names. Let them. They have less than a 21% approval rating, and their great fear is that they're going to lose control. But what keeps them in the business is the fact that you're being a bunch of stupid, dumbified sheeple that will do what you're told, and you'll believe what you're told. And I say to you that truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it? European countries are exploiting the migrant crisis to import huge numbers of people who will eventually vote for more big government. By the way, this is happening in California. As this administration is suing governors, and you know what? I don't care if they're suing the governors or not. The governors need to stand up and resist, along with its people standing along with the governor. This treason. But here you have an administration in America suing southern border governors for magnifying the laws of our Constitution concerning illegal migrants. Hey, folks can come into America all day long because we're all a bunch of migrants. But the fact of the matter is either we're going to do it lawful or we're going to do it illegally. And when the American people, again, begin to understand the fact that they're the law, they're not going to allow illegal activities. And it's interesting to note how this administration uses the useful idiots in the state-controlled media to praise illegals coming into America. But isn't it interesting, those that are from the southern border, from Mexico as well, that came in lawfully, they're just as angry about what's going on as I am, and rightfully so. They're angry that they're not coming in lawfully. But isn't it interesting that these people are giving a license to move to California, and you don't have to come in legally, and we want you to vote for the people that we want you to vote for. Folks, again, if they had all the support that you thought that the state-controlled media would have you believe that they had, then why is it that they need all the illegals coming into this country to vote for them? Because they don't have the support. They're not even close to having the support. They just don't want you to figure that out. European countries are exploiting the migrant crisis to import huge numbers of people who will eventually vote for more big governments. Wow. So when you're being told concerning what's going on in Europe right now that they need huge numbers of immigrants for cheap labor, it's completely a myth. It's not what it's about. And folks, just keep in mind, too, those criminals that you allow to represent we the people, they're the ones that are taking your hard-earned dollars. They're asking for more of it constantly, and they want to give it to these illegals in order to keep them in power. If you look at Sweden, 58% of welfare payments go to immigrants. The Czech Republic, which did not open its borders to mass immigration and maintained a stable population for 100 years, is the fastest growing economy in Europe. So why aren't European countries incentivizing their own populations to have children? Well, just think about it, friends. Over here in America, we're speaking of Europe, but over here in America, you don't have to worry about that. Just stand back and watch the government sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, and the American people stand back and allow it to happen. 57 million little humans gone today because America let it go. Instead of dealing with what? Five lawyers that are sitting on a bench, and which are corrupt out of the nine. How many corrupt in the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch? Instead of just dealing with them, you just allowed them to go ahead and kill off the population. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. And not lowering the drawbridge to any army of welfare scroungers and potential jihadists, the migrant crisis would not exist in the first place if NATO powers had an armed and funded jihadist to topple secular government in the Middle of East and North Africa instead of spending money on bombs and guns to fuel civil wars. Who's fueling these civil wars? Governments are! Just like I've always said! They're selling themselves out to create war for the bankers, friends. For the military-industrial complex, friends, that you were warned about back in the 50s and 60s to watch out for. Just ask Lyndon Johnson, who after the day after Kennedy's assassination reversed all of Vietnam orders, and billions and trillions of dollars were made from Vietnam on whose backs? On 58,000 of our brothers and sisters that were killed concerning what was going on over in Vietnam because the American people allowed Congress to send them in the first place. The American people allowed Congress to do it. Everybody's always looking for a scapegoat, someone else to blame. We can't be responsible. Oh, yeah, we are responsible. And here comes NATO again. Man, I'll tell you what, those United Nations, those are the peacekeepers. And how do they do it, folks? By fighting wars for who? The United Nations and civil wars. How about investing into infrastructure and helping raise the living standards of these poor countries? But instead of pointing this out, the media is now using the migrant crisis as an excuse to push for further military intervention, which will only what? Create more war. So the refugee problem, as I said earlier, is completely contrived. It's fabricated. But you got to ask yourself the question, why are the media outlets, instead of excluding all of these factors from their coverage of the migrant crisis, why are they not pointing them out? And folks, again, these people act like they're reporting for a third world nation when in fact they're reporting on the nation that they themselves live in, but they have forgotten that point.
That's exactly right. And boy, oh boy, we have a job to do, and the Sons of Liberty is doing that job on a daily basis. I cannot emphasize to you enough the fact that we're in the fight 24/7. You know, people say, well, you know, don't you do this and that and the other thing? No, we are every place that we go, whether it be doing an event, whether it be across the nation, whether it be going to a gas station, a grocery store, we're passing out gospel tracts, we're witnessing for Christ, we're speaking at events, we're on the radio, we're doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to God. But we don't want to be just hearers of the word, as the Bible talks about. We want to be doers of the word and put feet to our actions, because our heart of love for Christ is so big that we actually believe him, take him at his word, and do those things that he's called us to do. And what he's called us to do is to seek and save that which is lost. And there's no excuse for anyone out there listening to us who is not doing the same thing. And one of the ways that you can support what we're doing is please do support us financially. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can click on the button that talks about becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis, you pick the membership that's right for you, and it helps us maintain at home, so that way, especially when we're going out doing events and so on, we have the foundation of knowing what we have to work with. Things are covered at home, so we can go out and do that which we're calling to do. And please do check out the store. All of our wonderful products are there. We've got books, CDs, t-shirts, DVDs. I know we're coming into the Christmas season. Please do check it out, because there's so many good things out there that you can get in the hands of friends, neighbors, people who love you, people who hate you. Everybody needs to hear the truth, and whether or not it's difficult for you or not, you can at least pass them out a book, a gospel track, a DVD. There's so many wonderful products. And if you'd like to book Bradley Dean, please do call our office at 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, keep in mind, John Calvin was right when he said, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Talking 23. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure.
exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.